From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 25th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register-Star that top law enforcement officials in Columbia and Greene counties and in the city of Hudson, in a press conference on Wednesday, June the 24th, announced the formation of the Shared Service Response Team. The combined special force was created to deal with matters such as drug raids, hostage situations, and manhunts. Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett said the response team is the first of its kind in the state. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said he was aware of concerns around an increased militarization of city police department. He said the team would only be used in certain serious situations that required special training. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said sharing the resources between counties is a win-win scenario for everyone. He said, in addition to its agreement with Columbia County, Greene County has contracts with Ulster, Schoharie, and Delaware counties to assist in emergency situations. The team members, led by Greene County Sheriff's Investigator Adam Bernard, will all undergo basic and advanced SWAT training and some specialty instructions, including breaching tactics and wildlife search and rescue. That is a story that you can read in today's Register Star. Ryan Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Post-Star will cease publication this week. The Saugerties weekly newspaper has been in active circulation for 138 years. Larry Thornton, an employee of the Post-Star's advertising department, said the paper got its start in 1877 when it was a daily publication called the Saugerties Post. As time went on, the paper shifted to a weekly schedule. The Post-Star is owned by Gatehouse Media, which is based in the Rochester suburb of Pittsburgh. The company also owns the Times Herald Record of Middletown. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Freeman. Lauren Amias is reporting at Capitol New York that lawmakers in both houses of the legislature adjourned late Wednesday, June the 24th, more than 24 hours after Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the legislative leaders announced a framework on a half dozen or more outstanding issues. Lawmakers are scheduled to return to the Capitol today, Thursday, June the 25th, but their departure Wednesday indicated the leadership is not close to a final deal and that no legislation will be printed before midnight. The session was scheduled to end last week but went into overtime as several issues remain unresolved, including rent regulations. That is a story that you can read at Capitol New York. The Chatham Courier is reporting that the Chatham Republican Committee has endorsed, in advance of its July 14th caucus, its slate of candidates for the November 3rd election. The committee came out in support of incumbent supervisor Jesse DeGroote. He has served in that capacity for 11 years. DeGroote is a marketing representative for the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham and writes feature stories for the Chatham Press. He has also received the endorsement of the Columbia County Conservative Party. The Chatham GOP also tapped Jeanette Linville and Julia Egan Baranzi for town board. Linville has lived in Chatham for 35 years. She is a past president of the New Lebanon School Board. Linville is co-owner, along with her husband Robert, of Globus Company. Baranzi is a Columbia County native and has been a resident of Chatham for 41 years. She is a retired Taconic Hills teacher. Baranzi is currently a substitute teacher and director of the Philmont Community Center. The committee also voted to endorse both of Chatham's sitting town justices, James Borgia Forster and Jason Shaw. That is a story that you could read in the Chatham Courier. And in our final story, Scott Waldman is reporting at Capitol New York that on Tuesday, January 23rd, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said that state officials are examining the relationship between New York's top energy regulator and energy companies doing business statewide. Capitol New York reported last week Public Service Commission Chairwoman Audrey Zibelman was still a shareholder in energy grid technology company Fidelity Energy. She severed ties with the company after the relationship was revealed. Asked if he thought Zibelman's relationship with Fidelity violated the ethic laws, Cuomo said, and I quote, "We're looking at the facts, and if there are violations, we'll address it. But at this point, we don't have a cause for concern," end quote. A spokesman for Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who has pushed for stronger state ethic laws, declined to comment. That is a story that you can read at Capitol New York. Now for today's weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Thursday night, scattered showers, mainly after 7 p.m., it will be cloudy with a low around 59 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers mainly before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 76 degrees. Friday night, cloudy with a low around 50. On Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, rain, mainly after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Sunday, rain likely, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Sunday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 15 minutes, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 25th day of June, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.